genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is the holidays. Each of my guests will help us focus on a particular holiday, whether it's Christmas, Veterans Day, or New Year's Day. My first guest will give us the lowdown on holiday gift giving inexpensively. We'll discuss using the many bargains available on his website, keycode.com. My second guest will help us celebrate Veterans Day. He's a war hero from World War II who single-handedly saved the Leaning Tower of Pisa and won a Bronze Star and Legion of Merit for his service to the United States. We'll discuss the Italian campaign in World War II from his book, 200,000 Heroes. My third guest will help us get an advanced start on a better 2012. He's helped people to bring about change and resolve major life issues in the shortest amount of time possible. We'll discuss reaching our highest potential from his latest book, Stage Climbing. And if you have a question or if you just want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. My first guest, Paul Vasquez, is the Director of Media Relations at KeyCode.com, an internet offer comparison site in cross-channel affiliate marketing. In October 2010, Paul and his two partners acquired KeyCode.com. The vision of Vasquez and his partners is to help consumers find outstanding online deals and discounts by offering the best available coupons and promotion codes to online shoppers. KeyCode.com is currently affiliated with over 3,000 online retailers that have offers, deals, and discounts. In his former life, Paul was an accomplished attorney for 17 years. Paul worked as a civil and administrative trial lawyer for several law firms and Florida's Agency for Healthcare Administration. Paul received his bachelor's in biological science and a bachelor's in psychology from Florida State University. He also received his Juris Doctorate from Florida State University College of Law. Paul is a resident of Tallahassee, Florida, where he lives with his wife and four children. Joining us from the Sunshine State. Hi, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being our guest. Now, I find it staggering when we look at the amount of money that's spent on the internet around the holiday season. Certain studies have showed that between 40% and 50% of all retail sales happen in the months of November and December. This is according to the National Consumer Council. So I'm going to ask you, as somebody who kind of follows this on the internet based on the offers that companies are making, what trends are you seeing emerging for holiday purchases this year?
This year, it's very similar to the last year. Obviously, the big sectors are typically electronics and video gaming. Interestingly enough, the video gaming sector is a little bit slow this year. We haven't had any new products coming out from any of the major retailers and manufacturers. But we do see some new games. Matter of fact, a new one just came out yesterday, for those who aren't aware. For the Xbox system, it's Modern Warfare 3.
So yes.
That's something on somebody's Christmas list. You might want to snatch that up pretty quick because I think it's going to sell out pretty fast.
Well, yeah. And it stands to be the highest ranking start of any media product. That includes books, movies, DVDs, all of that. The highest ranking start for any product right out of the gate. So, all right.
I think that's true. And I'm not surprised because my kids have been asking me for it for about 3 months now. So.
All right. What else do you see? Electronics, of course, video games, very important. What other sorts of items are
in the electronics sector? Probably One of the hottest items again this year are going to be the flat screen televisions. Going to be able to snatch up some pretty good deals. The problem is going to be a lot of those are going to be the doorbuster deals that you see on Black Friday, which means if you're going to get those, you're going to have to be in line pretty early because there's typically a pretty limited quantity of deals on those products. In general, one thing people to keep in mind, too, is on those, some of those Black Friday deals, especially the electronics, what we've seen happen over the past few years is kind of a secondary market grow. What people are doing is they're getting up and getting with some of their friends. They're going out and buying up a lot of the inventory at some of these large retail stores. And you'll see the same merchandise show up on eBay or Craigslist the weekend after Black Friday, and you can still get pretty good deals on that stuff if you weren't able to get it on Black Friday. So it's kind of interesting how people are being entrepreneurial and getting out there and trying to make a few dollars on some of the specials that run on Black Friday. Another product that I see that's going to be hot, it looks like this year, are some of the e-reader tablets. I know that Kindle just came out with a new one, and I got an email yesterday for pre-ordering on the new Nook color version.
Right.
So that's going to be hot, I think, and you'll be able to get some pretty good discounts on those as they compete for that sector of the market. I think there'll be some Apple gadgets that you're going to be able to get some discounts on. And last year there were some deals 5 to 10% off at some of the more the larger retail merchants that carry the Apple products. But really, I mean, I guess the bottom line is that this time of year, you can get a deal on just about anything and everything. And if I had a message for your listeners, it would be do everything in your power this time of year to not pay retail for anything, because if you're relatively savvy in the way you go about doing your shopping, and if you know how to use the Internet, and particularly to do some of your shopping, you really shouldn't have to pay retail for much of anything this year.
That's a very good observation. My guest is Paul Vasquez. He is the Director of Media Relations for KeyCode.com. Now, we talked about Black Friday, which is the day in which all retail stores go into the black for the first time in the year. There's also a corollary to that. It's called Cyber Monday. That was a term that was coined by Shop.org, which is a division of the National Retail Federation. That first term first appeared in about 2005, thereabouts, and their research showed that back then 77% of online retailers reported a significant increase in sales the Monday after Thanksgiving. Now, those were the days when most offices had high-speed internet access that homes did not. Today, many homes have high-speed internet access. So has Cyber Monday lost its significance since more homes have access to this high-speed internet?
I think in some ways it has. What we're seeing now is Black Friday has started to stretch over into Thanksgiving Day, and actually even several weeks before Thanksgiving, you can start finding deals if you get online and check the circulars that come out from the major retailers. And Cyber Monday has kind of merged into Black Friday, and really what we have almost is a cyber Black month, which is the month of November. The entire month is now becoming, is trending to be more of a retail sales month and not just specific days. And I think the proliferation of home computing has had a lot to do with that. It's also had a lot to do with the large uptick in the amount of online shopping that goes on. I think between 2009 and 2010, there was an uptick of about 20%. On Cyber Monday or Cyber Weekend shopping, which is pretty significant, especially in the down economy.
Yes.
And I think one of the reasons that happens is that, and also in my own experience, I think I find online shopping to be easier in a lot of ways. One of the things you use it for, and it's very effective for, is comparison shopping, because you have access to multiple retailers selling identical products, and you can use the Internet to do your searches and find the best deal from one of 100 merchants. You can do it sitting in your boxer shorts watching the football game. And so it's very convenient. You don't have to fight the crowds. You don't have to find parking. In some cases, if you're dealing with local and regional retailers, you don't even have to pay sales tax. That's only if you have a retailer in your state do you have to pay sales tax to the state. So there's a lot of advantages to it, and I think when, speaking of inventory, everything I've been reading is that in-store inventory is going to be down this year. A lot of people aren't wanting to hold inventory just because of the overhead cost that it takes to be able to do that. So in-store buying, I think people are going to have to be pretty quick to get what they want, whereas because of the shipping mechanisms that have developed for online shopping, I think inventory is going to be better online than it is going to be in the brick-and-mortar stores. So that's another thing for people to keep in mind.
Sure it is. My guest is Paul Vasquez. He may have just coined a new term called Black Cyber November. We'll see if that catches on in any time at all. But, Paul, coming back to you, explain what your company, KeyCode.com, is and what it does. What benefits does it bring me as a consumer?
What we have done, there's a niche on the Internet where what we've done is gone out and partnered with thousands of different merchants. Merchants are constantly publishing discounts, whether it's sale information, clearance information, specific shipping specials, and all different kinds of purchasing specials. And they also are publishing key codes and promotion codes and coupon codes and things that you can use as you're buying online merchandise from retailers to get reductions in cost. What we have done is partner with those folks. They publish that information, send it to us. We package it up, put it, try to make some sense of it, make sure it's current, make sure it's valid, and post it on our website. So if someone was to come to our website and look for a discount at Walmart or Target, they can go to a Walmart or Target page on our website and see what, if any, discounts are currently being published by those merchants instead of having to rely on the newspaper or having to find sometimes that information on the hundreds of pages of information on Walmart's website. And a lot of the information that we get is exclusive to affiliates. We're called affiliates of the merchants, so one of the incentives that we get for promoting and marketing these different retailers is that we get special discounts that are published only by affiliates. So some of the information and discounts that folks find on our site, they may not be able to find anyplace else.
All right.
And there's a lot of different discounts. Sometimes you have an advantage of buying a lot of merchandise from one particular merchant, depending on what the deal is. A lot of them have spend X amount of dollars and get a certain percentage off your sales. But and a lot of merchants even allow you to stack those. A lot of times you can use a percentage off or a dollar off discount with a free shipping coupon. So that's what we do. That's what we have developed our website to be, to give people an easy place to go to save money, because we like to save money too. And I know having four kids at home, I know how important that can be.
It certainly is. My guest is Paul Vasquez. Now, Paul, in that last answer, you came up with a couple of key terms that I want you to help differentiate. You said key codes, promo codes, coupons, and discounts. Differentiate between those four categories for us.
Sure. When I speak about discounts, what I'm typically speaking of is information we get from a retailer saying, hey, we're having a sale store-wide, 25% off, or on a particular category of merchandise. It doesn't require a specific code to enter during the checkout process to be able to get that. It's more of a general special that the store is running. A coupon code, a key code, a discount code, and a promotion code are, in essence, the same thing, and different merchants call them different things. And most people who've shopped on the Internet, what they'll see is somewhere during the checkout process, they may have an opportunity to enter a code, and it'll say enter promotion code here, apply code here, discount code, whatever it might be. And it's typically a string of letters or a string of numbers or a catchphrase that they have to be able to enter into the box, and then that whatever discount applies to that code is applied to their basket before they check out. So I know it can be confusing, but in a lot of ways, it's the term means the same thing. It's just different retailers, for whatever reason, use different terms. The original term was key code, which is why our site was called that. But over the past probably 4 or 5 years, there's been a lot of other terms that have proliferated out there for folks to use. But I think when people are shopping, I would encourage them to watch for a place in the checkout process where they can go get information from our website and plug it in and get a discount. The other way they can use websites like ours is to come to our websites if they know a particular merchant or a particular product they may be looking for and see if there's anything out there before they even go shopping, so they know who to shop from.
All right, that's good advice. So in an earlier answer, Paul, you also said that you are an affiliate marketer. So help explain what affiliate marketing is for our customers and give us a little of insight how you make your money as a company.
Okay.
All right.
Affiliate marketing has developed just as the internet has developed. What we are able to do, and in terms of what we do, merchants have been associated with different networks, and there's these networks out there that go out and build relationships with merchants on one side, and then they build relationships with people like us on the other. We're called affiliates in some places. We're called publishers in some places. We're called advertisers in some places. But what we do is for doing the work of getting the information out there, publishing the information, advertising, getting people to use our site to move to a merchant's website and make purchases, what the merchants have done is, as part of their advertising budget, they give us a little sliver of the sale, which we get in form of commission. So every time somebody uses information from our site, we're rewarded by the merchants by getting a commission for part of the sale because we've been used either to close the sale or to drive folks to the merchant site to make a purchase.
All right, now that makes sense. In what ways is pay-for-sale marketing, like you're talking about here with affiliate marketing, more effective for marketers and for consumers than just, say, a marketer going out and paying for clicks?
Paying for clicks, in our experience, we haven't found, at least in our experience, we haven't found a real great return on the investment. The reason is it's highly competitive. What you have to do for the pay-per-click version of marketing is you have to bid, and it's kind of a blind bidding process, and you try to outbid folks for position. If you've ever done a search, you've seen people at the top and you've seen people down the side that are paid advertising. Those rotate, and depending on who's made the best bid on a given day for a given search and given search terms, it depends on who shows up. What we do is organic optimization. If someone goes out and searches for Sears promo code, we have optimized our site to be hopefully in the top one, two, or three search returns that people get on their Google search or their Yahoo search or their Bing search. We have found in our experience the return on spending the time and money to optimize for search results has been more profitable for us than it is for the pay-per-click, in part because not everybody is as good at search optimization as we are. And the competition for pay-per-click is just sometimes off the wall, especially for the big terms.
That makes a lot of sense. My guest has been Paul Vasquez. He is the Director of Media Relations for KeyCode.com. Paul, if people are intrigued by this, they want to get an early start on their Christmas or holiday shopping, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
If they want to see what we're all about, then go to KeyCode.com. On there, there's pages for thousands of merchants that they can shop through by category or by merchant and find what deals are currently pending. I would encourage people to get started early, if nothing else, just figuring out who they need to buy for and what they need to look for so that they can get started and pin down, because I do think inventory may be pressed this year from everything that I'm hearing. So the sooner people get started, the better. There are deals out there right now. They don't have to wait for Black Friday. There's deals. We started getting deals in that we started posting probably 2 weeks ago. So it's already started. My encouragement is for people to get out there and start doing the legwork at least, if not doing some of the purchasing.
Sage advice. My guest has been Paul Vasquez. Paul, thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.